Come fly with me, let's fly away.
Welcome to Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
I'm so glad that you're with us today, because yesterday on Travelers 411, I had John Kleidos on the air with me. In fact, I may rerun the hour that we did with him, because it's always a joy to talk with him. But we got done, and, you know, we're moving on, and we're in a commercial break. Actually, we're in the top of the hour news. And I said to John, who's a vice president with Homeric Tours, whose specialties include Greece and Italy and other wonderful destinations in the world. And John said, gee, it's a pity I didn't get to talk about. And then he tells me what he didn't get to talk about. And I said, you know what? Come on the air with me tomorrow and let's talk about it. So I've got John waiting in the wings on the line. And we're going to be talking about the destinations in this very special brochure that's just come out that I know you're going to want to know about. So stay with me, because we're going to do it right after this.
Portions of today's show brought to you in part by Malta, where you'll find walled cities, baroque towns, sleepy villages, gorgeous seaside resorts, wonderful hotels and spas, great restaurants, beautiful beaches, the spiritual paths of St. Paul, and the Cathedral of the Knights of the Order of St. John. Whatever your interest, you'll find it in Malta. For details, go to visitmalta.com.
Yesterday, on Travelers 411, John Kleidos from Homeric Tours announced a really nice thing for our listeners. And that is, if you book a trip with them, they will give you a $50 per person traveling price reduction, whether you book it directly with Homeric Tours, and you can visit their site at homerictours.com, or you work through a travel agent. You want to be sure to mention that you heard John make this offer on radio with me, Stephanie Abrams. I think that's an awfully nice thing. So, John mentioned that there's a new brochure that he didn't get to talk about, and I said, well, I want to hear about it. And I'm sure everybody else does, too. So welcome back, John.
Thank you. So our latest brochure for 2019 is entitled Great Destinations. You know, Stephanie, when you're in business for 50 years and counting, you end up developing a certain percentage of loyal customers. And the thing with the loyal customers from a business perspective is you don't want to lose them. So, you know, they went to Greece, they're happy. You know, the next year they're going to go to Italy, let's say. They're happy with you. They come back. We want to go someplace else. We as a company want to be able to service them in the standard that they're accustomed to receiving from us, right? Of course, we can't cover every single country around the world, because that would just be, I think that would just dilute things too much for Homeric, in my personal opinion. So, and as you know, we basically cover Europe and the Mediterranean area. So in this brochure, the Great Destination brochures, it covers areas that we also service and been doing it for quite a while now. For example, in Portugal, we've got several itineraries in Portugal, Central and Eastern Europe, Croatia. We have the Dalmatian Sunshine, Warsaw to Vienna, Eastern European highlights, Zagreb to Venice. We have Israel, Land of the Bible, Holy Land in Jordan, Heritages of the Holy Land. We have Egypt. We've got 4 or 5 packages to Egypt. We've got Morocco. We've got Turkey as well. So these are the other packages that we also have in our Great Destinations brochure. And I urge everybody to take a look at it. You can visit it online. You can look at all of our itineraries online. And I would say go through your local travel agent and have them contact us or contact us directly. I don't think you'll be disappointed.
Well, I wouldn't have you on the air with me if I thought there's a chance they're going to be disappointed. I'm counting on, you know, and I've met some of the folks that work not only in New York City, but in Athens, who work for Homeric Tours. And what a lovely, friendly, cooperative, happy group of people.
They really are. They're family. We're all family, like, you know. And all of my destinations where we have our offices and our sub offices. I mean, we've developed very, very strong relationships with people around the world from our offices, like I mentioned. And you know, these kind of bonds really can't be broken. You know?
Well, no, the thing that's remarkable to me, I mean, I understand the value of teamwork and people all pulling in the same direction and working together and enjoying it and looking forward to going to work in the morning. Mm-hmm. I get all that. But I'm viewing it from the point of view of a total stranger showing up and also being treated like family. So, you know, I've worked with people all over the world, and not every place is warm and fuzzy. And often, and I don't know if it's often, but it couldn't be that often, because if I were miserable, I wouldn't continue to do this. But there are times when I'll arrive someplace and I'm really seen as a complete nuisance. It's like, who needs to worry about you and what you need? And yet I can remember vividly meeting with the people in Athens, and we had so many needs with special phone lines going in for interviews, you know, to do live broadcasts.
Right. No, yeah, it was. I remember that. I believe if I'm not mistaken, they handled it very, very well.
Well, you were there on one of the occasions, yeah. And we had to change hotels because the hotel that, you know, didn't want to know about the phone line story, and in no time. We made everything happen only because the people at Homeric were there just moving all the bumps out of the road and making it smooth as silk. I mean, it just, and so nice. I mean, because, you know, do you ever go into a store and you want a refund? Yeah, and you are deserving of the refund, and they have no grounds to stand on not to give you the refund. But the person making the refund makes it very clear they're not happy about having to do this, and they slam the money down on the counter. Well, not only did they lose the sale, they lost the customer, because you're never going back there.
That's true. That's
and
very
so,
true.
You know, there are times when people do things and they make it clear to you what a pain in the neck this is, and they're not happy doing it. And there are other times you have even bigger problems to solve and challenges to accomplish, and the people are just so nice and make it so easy for you. And that, when I look at the list of where we have done things around the world, the folks at Homeric Tours in Athens and people in Greece in general who are just warm and fuzzy. I mean, it's just the nature of the Greek. It was so helpful, so cooperative, so wonderful. And even when we were on the ship, I had crazy requests. Remember when I interviewed you on the ship and we needed to rope off the area we were sitting in?
Oh my gosh,
so that people didn't come and sit down because there were like enough seats for like 12 people, and we needed a quiet place. I wanted, like they put up at the movies, the two poles with the velvet rope.
And
they went and got Panos, the purser.
You know,
hotel manager, that's what a purser is.
Great guy.
He's a wonderful guy. And Panos came over, and I told him what I needed, and he said, 1 second. And 1 second later, there it was. I mean, it's like nothing was too big for them to accomplish ever. And it makes all the difference. It really makes all the difference. So
I agree. Let me also mention very quickly, if I may, Steph, that for those of you who were those in your audience that were listening to some of the packages that we were offering, keep in mind that Homeric also does custom itineraries, and we do that quite a bit. It doesn't mean that it's going to cost more money. It just means that you can't fit everything under one hood. So if your audience happens to look at one of our itineraries and says, you know, I like that, but I want to add this, but I want to eliminate that. I wish I could add this from this package and add it to this package. We can do that. All you need to do is call the tour department and tell them exactly what you want, what you prefer, and they will whip it up for you. So it's not a problem at all. So we cover all the bases, quite frankly.
There's a reason I love your company. No, truly, there is a reason I love your company. You really go out of your way to do what...
Well, we have to, you know. I mean, we're in a service-orientated business. If we're not gonna service the clientele to the best of our ability, then we don't deserve to be in a service-orientated business. It's as simple as that in my mind's eye.
Yeah, well, but regrettably, I mean, as recently as a day or two ago, I looked at my husband and said, this woman has no business working here. If you're going to be in hospitality, the first thing you have to be is hospitable. I mean,
that's a given. I mean,
I mean, you would think it's a given, but it's not so.
Yeah,
it's not so.
What happens when you hire the wrong person in the wrong position.
Yeah, no kidding. And I have to tell you that there is a phrase I learned from a fellow. Those of you who are dyed-in-the-wool Marriott people, people who work for Marriott, you probably know Hunter Hansen. He worked for Marriott for more than 20 years, and then he was at the Naples Grand, which later became the Waldorf Astoria Grand, which later became I don't know what. It's back being the Grand, I think, again. But he had a saying, and his saying was, the answer is yes. Now, what's the question? And I know, I found out later.
I love that. I'm going to remember that.
It's not unique to him. I've seen it elsewhere. But I love that. And that's how I would describe working with you, working with Homeric. The answer is yes. Now, what's the question? We have to take a break. Don't leave me, everybody. We'll be right back.
It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
Well, since the last segment and the commercial break, by the magic of all things technical, Scotty beamed us up, and we are now in Saratoga Springs, New York, at the wonderful Pavilion Grand Hotel. And the reason we're here now, because we were here just about 4 weeks ago, and honestly, though, this is a place I could move into. And I don't just mean the town, the city of Saratoga Springs. I mean this hotel, the accommodations. We're in a two-bedroom suite that has enough room for a family of three or four.
Yes.
Easily be done. And the agreement is coming from its general manager at the Pavilion Grand Hotel, Suzanne Simpson. When I heard you utter the words that you are rolling out a dog welcoming scenario here at the Pavilion Grand Hotel, I remember saying to you, I'm coming up and I'm bringing Erin Go Woof so we can test it out. And I have to tell you, she's quite content.
Oh, she's having a ball. I think she's definitely not stressed right now.
No, she's one happy girl. She likes the physical space. Mm-hmm. She likes that the windows in the living room dining area come down low. They start about, I'm going to say, 18 inches, maybe 20 inches off the floor.
Yes.
So she doesn't have to stand up to look out the window. She can just stand on all four paws and see what's going on in the street. And she's very happy just to sit and watch.
She can stroll by and enjoy
view. And the only time she has something to say about it is if there's a guy waiting at the traffic signal across the street to cross who has a beard. Doesn't like men with beards. So, but she's a rescue dog and an English Springer Spaniel, and I think she was not well treated in general, but particularly not well treated by a guy with a beard. So she's already determined, got a beard? Not so good. And that's when she'll have something to say. Otherwise, she is just enjoying lying on all the carpets.
She is having a ball. She's kind of made herself truly at home.
She really is. And what's interesting about that is the parallel to the experience of travelers, because Pavilion Grand Hotel has this overwhelming sense of hominess.
Yes.
But you always remind me that's because it comes back to the original intention was that this was not going to be a hotel.
It was going to be condominiums. And our owners wanted to create something unique and different. So we turned that concept into a luxury boutique hotel. So you do truly get the sense that you're home. There's not flashy wallpaper. There's not all that kind of themed stuff going on. It's comfortable. It's relaxing. You do feel like you can sprawl out and yourself comfortable.
The feng shui is perfect. You know, there is this calming sense of the appointments, the color combinations, everything is subdued and relaxed, and you know, there's something zen about it that makes you feel really good.
a little bit more clean lined, streamlined, and just simple by nature, but
without
affording you all those comforts.
And without being minimalistic.
Correct. Yes. We want you to, you want to feel comfortable. You want to feel like you've gotten away and you can have a retreat versus in the chaos of something.
So how did you get to the point? And this just happened a couple weeks ago.
Yes, it did.
Or maybe less. I mean, you may have done it before, but I only learned about it with probably the last 10 days or something. And I said, we're coming ahead. What was the bingo moment that triggered this decision of welcoming dogs?
We have guests that, many guests that will come and stay with us quite often. And we were having conversation one day and they were talking about their dog and that they would come even more often if they didn't have to feel guilty about leaving the dog behind. And that particular dog was such an integral part of their life and their well-being. So we thought a lot about it, and usually our best ideas do come from our guests. And after talking with the owners who also travel with their dogs, we said this is kind of a no-brainer. It's Saratoga Springs is such a friendly city to dogs. We have the parks. We have so many things offered. It really just became a natural decision. And so we created one floor that is really oriented for the dogs and the families that travel with their other family members. And it's really become a very overnight excitement amongst all of our guests.
Well, I understand the reasons why the decision was made that one floor would be designated as the dog welcoming floor.
Yes.
But why don't you explain it to our audience?
So what we wanted to do, you have travelers of all types. And what we wanted to do was really, because we have an intimate boutique hotel, we wanted the experience for the dogs and the owners of their family pet to be able to enjoy one level, close to ground level, and yet still allow other travelers and guests who maybe have dog allergies or just are uncomfortable with dogs not to have that on every floor. So it does allow everybody to be happy and everybody to feel comfortable within the hotel.
You know, beyond the parks locally that are, you know, open to people with their dogs, you were talking earlier about trails.
Well, yes.
Tell me about these trails and where are they?
So just a short walk from the hotel, you can go to the Skidmore College campuses. They've got beautiful walking areas through there, and they love to the dogs love those trails. You can go to the Saratoga Spa State Park, which
easy
is
easy for you to say.
Not very today. But that park is absolutely exceptional when you have your dogs with you because,
why?
Oh, it's 3,200 acres and one part of it is developed, which is still wonderful for trails and walking. But the other half of it is really not developed. It still has the geysers and the streams and the pavilions. So you really feel like you're getting a mile outside of the city and you're in the ultimate nature.
Wow.
So it's a wonderful experience. And when you want to go for that experience and have your dog with you, it's great. You bring their ball, their toy. They can have a grand time. There's just at the entrance to the park, there's actually a off-leash park where you can truly just let them run and have a good time and interact with other dogs. It's designed specifically for that.
Oh, that's neat.
Yes.
Because it's very hard to, you really have to take some serious long walks if you don't have a place where you can take them off leash and
absolutely
let them run.
And here, you know, we're footsteps from Broadway. Broadway has such friendly stores when it comes to dogs. It is a very dog-oriented city. You'll find water bowls out and treats at the counters. The shops just love. They really identify with the dog owners. Most of the shops have a dog in there with them. So it's a very friendly city when it comes
to
that.
Well, that's very neat because there are far too many places that don't allow dogs to come in.
Yes.
And that's, you know, one of the reasons that I like to take any dog or dogs in our lives to Petco, where the pets go.
Yes.
And even in days when we buy nothing, it's just nice to be able to go in the store and snoop around with our pet. We'll be right back. Don't leave me, people.
Adventure dog. I'm an adventure dog. I'm an adventure dog. I'm an adventure dog, I'm an adventure dog, I'm an adventure dog, I'm an adventure dog. Ooh.
just see me run, doing my job now.
It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
I have a visitor in our beautiful two-bedroom suite that has a lovely living room. It's like a great room. Living room, dining area, beautiful windows that we're in a corner room, so we've got this rounded wall of windows and then more windows nearby. Bright, sunny, airy, lovely. And a kitchen that I'd like to take home with me. And two bedrooms and one bathroom with a bathtub and the other bathroom with a shower.
Yes.
That also doubles as a powder room because it's convenient for the second bedroom, but it's also convenient when you have guests visiting, as we have had. In fact, we're expecting a knock at the door anytime soon. And when that happens, we probably are going to hear the melodic chords of the lyrical Erin Go Woof, our English Springer Spaniel, who is here with us at the Pavilion Grand Hotel. And we're here, if you're just joining us, because they have just done their soft announcement. So the big news has not come down in a big splashy way. But as soon as I heard that they are now dog friendly, dog welcoming at the Pavilion Grand Hotel in Saratoga Springs, New York, I said, oh gosh, Suzanne, we are grabbing Erin Go Woof and we are heading your way to test it out.
I love it.
Well, I have to tell you, Erin loves it. I mean, she's one.
As long as she doesn't snore on us, we'll be doing good.
No,
right now.
She is just, she's found all the, you know, right now she's cuddled up next to me on the floor, happy on this rug. Although you provided a very nice dog mat with two bowls, one for food and one for water, and a doggy bed.
Yes.
But she's a very independent girl. And
she's going to stay next to mom.
But I have to tell you what's funny. I have gone to pet welcoming places when we have traveled with Molly and Bo and with Teddy Bear. And sometimes it was the three of them, Molly, Bo, and Teddy Bear, and Chesterfield and Hershey and every dog we ever had. Going back to Sir Timothy Dog, spelled with two G's, by the way, D-O-G-G. He was an Irish setter. Travel with a baby and an Irish setter.
Oh, my.
Then complain to me about the inefficiencies of travel, and I'll just laugh at you. But every dog I've ever had has made the assumption that the bed in the accommodation is for them, and they're kind enough to allow us to sleep there, too. Erin is the first dog I've had since I was a teenager when I had a dog who would not get in bed. And it's really disappointing, honestly. But, were she one of my other dogs, that dog bed would be superfluous. But it's still superfluous because she's so happy on your carpet.
She's enjoying herself.
She really is. And she hasn't gotten on the furniture at all, which is, she has a lot of oddities.
Oh, she's a wonderfully behaved dog.
Oh, she is. And she's so gentle.
She has her doggy etiquette.
Yes. I mean, we have to drive through a fast food place and pick up their little chicken medallion things. She loves those. So, and if you wrap your fingers around it when you give it to her in pieces, little mm-hmm. pieces, she is so gentle taking it out of your hand. Like, you can kind of feel there are teeth there, but they're not snapping at you.
You've trained her well. That's wonderful.
I don't know. I think she arrived that way. She's she's a rescue dog. She was 3 years and 11 months in July when we got her. And she had her fourth birthday August 15th. And she is as sweet and gentle and nice as she could be. But she comes with all kinds of post-traumatic stress disorder. Anything will startle. She's a fraidy cat. And that's why she'll make big yappy sounds, because she wants to alert you. Don't come near me. You
know? Right.
But only if it's a man with a beard. Otherwise, she's receptive to everybody.
She was very welcoming.
Yeah, she's a honey bear and really enjoying the place. And she goes nicely with the decor.
Yes, she does. I think she could be our next fashion model for dogs.
Well, you know, for the longest time, the Pfister Hotel in Milwaukee would point, when Joe Kurth, for those of you in the Midwest who know Joe Kurth, who's now the general manager of the Morris Inn on the campus of Notre Dame in South Bend, Indiana. He used to be the GM of the Pfister in Milwaukee. And they had just become a dog-friendly hotel. And we, when that happened, we flew out, and I had my son drive in from San Francisco with Teddy Bear, who was one of our, at the time, three Springer Spaniels, and we gave him Teddy because Teddy decided he was the alpha male and wanted to eat Bo. And Teddy was 4 years younger and 15 pounds lighter. It didn't matter. And so they fell in love with Teddy Bear, also an English Springer Spaniel, fabulous breed. And they decided that they were, is there somebody with,
Hi, somebody Eric.
Knocking, somebody with a beard? Ah, Jim Rossi has arrived. Have a seat. You've got a little bit of a beard going on there. Nah, enough to be growled at by Aaron. Jim Rossi, who is the head of all kinds of fancy titles, including chief marketing officer, that's the one that sticks, of the Polo Association of America, and has the Saratoga Polo, what, it's SPA, what, S-P-A? It's Saratoga Polo Association here in Saratoga Springs, and he's come over to visit with us, so we'll be talking with him later. But in any event, and look, she didn't even bark at you. She just kind of gave you a grumble.
She
I think
says
you
I'm
passed
here.
Muster.
She says I'm
this
here.
This is good. Yeah. But they fell in love with Teddy Bear out at the Pfister Hotel, and so they used to refer to him as the mascot.
Aww.
Yeah, we have a wonderful portrait photo of him out in front of the hotel.
We'll dogs have a way of doing that. They just
Well, you know the Fairmont Copley Plaza in Boston?
Yes.
The doorman was very involved with the somebody from Guide Dog Association. And there was a dog named Katie who was being retired as a guide dog. And he took her. He adopted her. But he didn't want to leave her home. So the hotel allowed him to bring Katie to work. And they built a little doggy house. And they put a nice, big, fluffy kind of a mat inside of it. And you would always see Katie either outside. If he was on duty, Katie would be there. Or if the weather was miserable or whatever, she liked to lay down by the front desk, by the concierge or the, the bellman stand.
She was their welcoming committee.
Well, they decided, because you mentioned earlier, Suzanne, that, you know, people were missing their dogs and they were traveling. And this was a reason that you decided to go with, why don't you bring your dog and come back?
Yes.
What they did was, if you want, I don't know that you can bring your pet there. I'm not sure. I don't think you can. Most people don't. But if you're missing your dog, you can take Katie for a walk. You just sign up with the bellman or the concierge for a time, and you can take Katie for a walk. You can go for a jog with Katie. You can just sit on the floor and play with her. She'll come visit you in your room.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, it's very cool. Now,
that's
Katie
cool.
is now retired from that, and they have another dog. But, you know, it's the humanizing of the being away from home syndrome.
Yes. It just makes you feel like you're still an intact family and you're still there with the ones that you love. You haven't left that home space, and I think that's just the most wonderful thing.
Yeah, well, you know, I always say, you see that black sack with wheels over there?
Hmm.
That's my office.
Yes.
And the office is wherever I am. I have everything I need to do whatever I need to do, wherever in the world I am. And so, you know, people ask me where my office is, and my answer is generally wherever I am.
Yes.
That's where the office is. But it's the same thing with home. If the family unit is intact, you're home wherever you are.
That's right. And you're comfortable.
Yep.
You are enjoying yourself on a level that you wouldn't otherwise.
Well, I'm really glad you were able to make time for us. And I know you are on a crazy busy schedule today. And I really appreciate that you were able to come and spend some time.
This was delightful.
Hang out with Erin Go Woof and get to say hi to Jim, who's waiting in the wings here. And so I want to thank you very much. The website again is?
PavilionGrandHotel.com.
Oh, and people, I make the same mistake every time I go to put that into a browser, or I go to look up something. I forgot to ask Suzanne, the general manager, and I'm always spelling Pavilion with two L's. No, it's one L.
One L, yes. So, Pavilion with one L.
That's it. I don't. Where did I get the idea?
It's actually spelled both ways, depending on how you use it.
Oh,
but
really?
We have from the Saratoga Springs, from the historical spring, the Pavilion Spring, it was always spelled with one L, as well as our original namesake.
Okay.
Yes. So there is a reason for it.
Well, I'm really glad about that. And I want to thank you so much for making the time for us.
It's been wonderful.
And we'll see you before we check out on our way yonder.
Stay
with me, everybody. We're going to come back and talk about polo.
It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
You know, over the last month, we've been talking about things there are to see and do in Saratoga County and Saratoga Springs in particular, which is really truly a hub for so much of the activity that goes on in Saratoga County. And we've talked about numerous cultural venues, musical venues, and everything from, you know, ballet and classical music to jazz and rock to folk songy kind of stuff, and name it, it's here. The Saratoga Antique Automobile Museum. It's actually called the Saratoga Auto Museum, but they're all antique cars that are amazing. And the Racing Museum and Racing Hall of Fame is here. And of course, if you're in the right months of the year, you'll be here when Saratoga Racetrack is happening. But among the indoor and outdoor adventures that you will find for exploration and your positive experiences in Saratoga Springs, New York, there is a polo club. It's called the Saratoga Polo Association. And the managing partner, Jim Rossi, is here. You may have heard him as he came in, and Erin Go Woof had some woof to say to him, A, as part of her welcome, and B, because you sport a little bit of a beard going on there. Good that you don't have more fur on your face, because she'd have a lot more to say to you, Jim.
Right.
So, but you're also the founding chief marketing officer of the United States Polo Association as well. So you're up to your eye teeth in all things polo, yes?
Yes. I have been for about 15 years now.
So the polo that is played here in Saratoga, is it all outdoors?
Yes.
So then the season is from when to when, because winter probably would not be a good time.
Correct. So we have, for the last, 6 years or so, gone from just after the 4th of July through Labor Day. So we overlap the entire track season, but we would normally start a few weeks early. But this year, of course, the racetrack is starting early as well. So I think they start on the 11th. We start a week before that. So
11th of July?
Of July, yes.
So you start around the 4th of July?
Right around the 4th, yes.
Wow. So you have local members who play?
Yes, there are local and international players as well. Polo in the United States is all pro-am. So, and it's very popular in Argentina and Mexico. So
And the UK.
And the UK. But many of the professional players, there are a number of American professional players, but a lot of the professionals are either Argentine or Mexican. So there's a mix of people. There's a mix of professionals and amateurs who are playing at all clubs around the United States. Even the highest level polo of the U.S. Open, for example, which is in April down in Wellington, Florida, would be pro-am. So you might have three of the top players in the world playing on the same field with you know, a team owner player who is footing the bill for everything, but is not at that level. So it's the equivalent of Mark Cuban playing on the Mavericks.
Okay, I get it. So when there are polo matches, mm-hmm. there's a team coming from somewhere else, or how does this work?
Well, there aren't really leagues or set schedules for those things. There are tournaments that are
individuals sign up sanctioned. To be in?
Yes, there are tournaments that are sanctioned by the U.S. Polo Association, and then teams come to play in those tournaments.
Okay,
so we have several of the prestigious tournaments in at our club.
And they happen between July and
August.
August.
Yes. So, for example, we have the Whitney Cup because we're one of the four oldest polo clubs in the United States. And it was our club was founded by W.C. Whitney in 1898.
Wow.
And we have the traditional Whitney Cup. That's a USPA sanctioned tournament. And people come to enter that tournament.
So is there a local team of polo players here that come from Saratoga County or Albany County or New York City or I don't know where?
Yes, there are players who are based here.
Okay, so I'm trying to understand this story.
Yes.
So you've got players who are based here.
Yes.
And then you've got players who say, I think I'll go and play too.
In Saratoga.
Right. And they're coming from all over the country, all over the world.
Yes.
And when they get here.
Yes.
Somebody divides them up into teams?
No. They will put a team together to play in a tournament because tournaments have
ratings.
Isn't
this like taking musicians that don't know each other but know their instrument and throwing them together and the conductor is supposed to pull it all off?
It's more like a bunch of studio players who have played together before, and it depends on what goal level the tournament is. So that's why there's fluctuations. So you know, for example, if it's a higher level rated tournament, there might be three professionals with one amateur. And if it's a lower rated tournament, there might be two amateurs with two professionals. So it's hard to have fixed teams because the goal level of the tournaments changes.
But doesn't that make it even more challenging? Because, you know, it's like, it just reminds me of like the people. A brand new cruise ship comes out and people kill themselves to be on the inaugural cruise. And
yes.
I wonder why. Because the dining room team and the kitchen staff and the housekeeping crew and the whoever,
sure.
they haven't learned to play music in harmony yet.
Right.
You know, everything's being thrown. So doesn't that add another layer of challenge to be playing with people that you haven't really played with before?
Slightly, but I think typically what happens is a team player owner has one pro that they play with all the time. And it might be the other two players that fluctuate, but typically there's some consistency. So, for example, in the higher level tournaments that are going on in Wellington, Florida right now, they're all in the 20 goal area or range. And there are three tournaments in a row. So they might organize a team to play three or four tournaments together over a course of 2 or 3 months. So that team has a lot of time to congeal and have some regularity.
We're going to do a recorded interview with you that we're going to air next week because got a million more questions. Meantime,
sure.
Everybody, you come back next week. This is Stephanie Abrams and we're flying high.
Come fly with me. Let's fly, let's fly. Pack up, let's fly away.